Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 49.
Thank you for joining me on podcast. We're going to have a great time today, and we're going to be going on a series of several weeks on the same subject, and it's a subject that everybody knows about, but frankly, very few have. It's called patience. And sometimes we just kind of wonder, what is patience? Is patience tolerance? And sometimes we can be tolerant, but inside we're boiling and we're upset because we don't have that word called patience. There's a scripture that I'm going to begin with that says, through faith and patience we obtain the promises. I said, wow. I thought I could say it, and all of a sudden, bingo, there it is. Well, sometimes it just doesn't work that way. Of course, God is God, and He can do anything He wants. And so some things are instantaneous. Salvation is instantaneous, of where you say that you're a sinner and you receive Jesus as your Savior. He washes away your sins. Boom. It's not like He washes 10% away or 30% away. Or maybe I might get all the way to 99%, but certainly not 100. That takes some time. No, when He washes you and you're cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, you are whole, you are cleansed. He paid the price for 100% of you to be saved. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, that's the scripture. Hebrews chapter 6, the end of that verse, that says, through faith and patience inherit the promise. Through faith and patience, we obtain the promises of God. You know what? Faith is kind of, for some folks, a hard thing to do because they want everything to be tested. They want God to be in a test tube. They want Jesus to be in a test tube. They want it all analyzed and figured out. How in the world did God just speak and worlds came into view? And of course, now through science and industry and study, we have figured out the intricate parts of the human body and the intricacies of why birds are able to fly and elephants are not. Well, they got wings, they're called ears. How come they can't flop them a whole lot and all of a sudden fly? Well, pretty simply, they're not designed to fly, number one. But number two, their bodies are just a little heavy. And so He made birds to fly, and He made elephants to stroll, and He made human beings to walk upright. And we have organs of our body. We have blood vessels. We have a brain that works. We have nervous system. We have the spinal cord. We have, I mean, on and on and on and on it goes of all the things that God spoke. He spoke. He fashioned man with His hands, but then He spoke worlds into existence. So He spoke mountains and valleys and streams and rivers and light and dark. Yeah, Creator God, that's all He needed to do. But this verse in Hebrews addresses us, mere mortals. And we have faith, we have God, we have Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit. But that word in Hebrews chapter 6 says, through faith and patience, we obtain the promises. There are some of you that are watching or listening to this right now, and you have believed God, you say, and have asked in faith, that's what you say. But when the answer doesn't come, when you want it to come, say, well, maybe it wasn't mine anyway. That must be for somebody else. And I might not be one of God's favorites. So maybe that's why I didn't get my answer to prayer. And how long did you wait on the Lord? You know, the Bible says, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And so you got to take T-I-M-E, time. A lot of people say, what time is it? I was at a bank some time ago, talking to the teller, and they say, what's the difference between old and young? And I was kind of teasing this young lady and says, well, old people still look at a watch. Young people look at their phone. And I said, really? What time is it? And I pulled my sleeve up, looked at my watch, and she was embarrassed and read it. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, don't be sorry. It works real well still. And so I still look at my watch, but I still look at my phone. But we know what time it is, but we don't want to spend time doing anything. We have become the microwave generation. How long now? Whoop, I don't know. Longer than the microwave's been around. So 30 years or longer? Or longer? And so we can instantly have anything we want. And here the Bible says, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And here we have Hebrews 6, through faith and patience, we obtain the promises of God. And so it does take an amount of time. And this is very, 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 very important. That sometimes when we read the scripture, we study the scripture, we go back to the Greek and the Hebrew, and we spend countless hours on our knees or on our face before God. And then when things don't happen the way we want them to happen, did we go through that regiment thinking we're going to twist God's arm and make him do something? No. I believe we're at the benevolence of God. And so we have to change. God does not have to change. God doesn't have to change a thing. He is God. He said, I am, Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so what he was, he is, what he is, he will be. And so he is always constant, always faithful, always there. And so time with God has to do with us, our hearts, our mind, our reprogramming our brain that sometimes does not have the proper filter, that with it all kind of junk in. And when it's in, we have that all kind of junk come out of our mouths. And then we are judged by people what comes in and what comes out. And God is saying, wait a minute, I can correct a whole lot of things if you spend time with me. I want to thank you for watching or listening to Table Talk. See you next time.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.